And now for something completely random. We end the hour with NPR's Neda Ulaby and her report on the use and misuse of that word.
Of course, there's a Facebook page called I Hate When People Misuse the Word Random, with a video by a young comedian named Spencer Thompson.
The word random is the most misused word of our generation by far.
Here's his example.
The girls will say, oh my God, I met this random on the way home. First of all, it's not a noun. I don't know how that became a thing.
Thompson then delivers a scathing lexicographical lecture to people who talk like this.
Oh my God, we went to the most random party. What? No. It was people at a house who decided to have a party, like, in your friend group. It's not like you're just blindly throwing a dart at a map. Like, okay, write that address down, we're going. Oh my God, if there's a party happening there, it's going to be so random.
I turned to the least random person imaginable for more clarification. Jesse Scheidlauer is the elegant, purple-haired editor-at-large for the Oxford English Dictionary. Random is in the OED, he says, with more than one definition.
And it's described as a colloquial term meaning, well, peculiar, strange, nonsensical, unpredictable, or inexplicable, unexpected.
So using random to mean odd or incoherent, says Scheidlauer, is not incorrect. He says random started as a noun in the 14th century.
Meaning impetuosity, great speed, force, or violence in riding, running, striking, etc. Chiefly in the phrase, with great random.
There's a phrase that deserves resurrection. Scheidlauer says in the 17th century, random started to mean lacking a definite purpose. And the word continued to evolve. With great random.
The specifically mathematical sense we have only from the late 19th century, but that's with a highly technical definition, governed by or involving equal chances for each of the actual or hypothetical members of a population, also produced or obtained by such a process and therefore unpredictable in detail.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, nerds seized on random as slang in the 1960s. The earliest example anyone's found is from 1971, in a jokey article in the MIT student newspaper that calls students randomized tools. Random as slang showed up in the Hacker's Dictionary, then it went mainstream.
It was in the movie Clueless in 1995, for example.
Where's Ty?
Oh, she met some random guys at the Foot Locker and escorted them right over there.
Intellectually, random is meaningful as the genesis of the name Random House.
Random House was founded specifically with the intention of publishing books at random.
Why not? We'll finish this piece up at Great Random with another random video.
It's time for me to be random again.
Two sweet British geeks discussing randomness scientifically.
One very important thing to bring up about randomness, though, is that it's actually completely vital to all life as we know it.
Life, like language, evolves.
But every now and then, at random, you end up with something awesome. And this could be anything, you know, like longer feathers, sharper teeth, bigger muscles, a giant brain, anything that can help life survive. And that is why I think randomness is so cool, because it is what gives awesome things the chance to happen.
How's that for a random way to end the week? Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.